Vetzorach hakore likros aseres b'nei hamon v'aseres b'nei shimoachas. Okay. Kidei lohodia l'chol ha'om shekulam nitlu v'nergu kechot. Okay. So the Rambam says that that you should read it all b'nei shimoachas. Why? To show that they were all nitlu v'nergu kechot. By the way, it doesn't mean nitlu v'nergu kechot, they were killed through hanging. They were all, the Gemara just says that they all died yatzan ishmasam in the Mochama, yatzan ishmasam kiecha, that they all died simultaneously. Doesn't say that then Esther said, Beisaseres b'nei Haman nitlu alo eitz. So that was actually later. That was to fulfill the request of Esther. But they all died. It's interesting that Rambam writes, Kulam Nitlu, really. V'negu kecha. You need a comma after the Nitlu. Okay. Yes.
They were also,
hung together. The Gemara says, B'skifachas. But I'm just saying you have to, Nitlu, oh, you mean Nitlu. Nitlu kama v'nergu kama ke'echo is going on both. Yeah, the Gemara says kifachas. Yeah, that's correct. Kifachas. That's correct. But it's interesting why he didn't say nergu v'nitlu. That's an interesting thing. Should have read the orders reversed. Really. Should have been shekulam nergu v'nitlu ke'echo. It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's an interesting thing. But the question I think is, what was the purpose of that really? Now, what's the idea behind it? By the way, in terms of halacha, I think it's a mistake to start from Chamesh Me'os Ish. Because the reason why they start from Chamesh Me'os Ish is because of the Rokeach that says that they were the heads of Chamesh Me'os. Okay, there were Surim on Chamesh Me'os. But that would not be in line with the reason of the Gemara or the reason of the Rambam. I mean, it's a strange, whatever. But according to the Rambam, it's not correct. Because they certainly weren't all Nergu v'nitlu kecha. That certainly is not true. Okay? So if you add the Chamesh Me'os Ish, you're changing the whole thing. I mean, it's not the same idea. It's not the same idea anymore. And it's true, the Balei Tosfos say that b'dieved, it's not market. But it's interesting, the Ravya holds, he's mesupik. The Ravya is mesupik, that if the person doesn't do it in a shimachas, he says, maybe you're not yotze. He's mesupik whether you're yotze or not. Because the Rambam uses an interesting expression, v'tzorach hakore likros. Tzorach hakore. So tzorach, we don't know. Does it mean it's ma'akev, it's indispensable? Or does the Rambam mean it's a kiyum, but it's not indispensable? So the Ravi is mesupik, whether he yotze or not. So it'll come out that the only reason you add the Chamesh Me'os Ish is because of a chumrah, because the Rokeach holds it's only a chumrah, even according to him. But according to the Rambam, you might be jeopardizing the whole kriya. Because according to the Rambam, definitely didn't hold that idea, because he says it has to be, the whole idea is nitlu kecha, and that's the neshima achas. So according to him, it'll come out, it could be you're not yotze. And the whole thing of adding the Chamesh Me'os Ish is only a chumrah. So why should you jeopardize a kriya for a chumrah? It's chumrah maybe they cool off. But anyways.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Should you do it again?
Oh boy. I should have given the shit before, huh? You're not going to go back. Because Suffolk, Bali Taste is holding Yaitza, and according, it's a Suffolk in the Rama. But so I wouldn't say, we definitely don't have to go back. It's an interesting thing, but there's certain things in Kriya B'tzibur that are ma'akev, and the Yachid does not chayven it all together. It's not chayven the Yachid. But the Kriya B'tzibur is a completely different Kriya. It's not a simple thing. But at any rate, okay? So, yeah, okay. So, I'm just saying that lechatchila, it's not a good idea. As a lechatchila idea, it's not a good idea. Okay. But apparently the concept of what was the definition that kulam nitlu ke'echad, ne'ergu v'nitlu nitlu ke'echad? So the thing is that, you see, Haman was killed when, on what day was Haman killed?
23rd.
No. He was killed on Pesach. Vayam HaMelech flew off, right? Because the third day, Vayam HaShlishi, right? So the, as a matter of fact, you see an interesting thing from Mordechai, that Mordechai, Vayavar Mordechai, because Mordechai didn't wait, because as soon as he heard the Pisgah HaMelech, as soon as he heard the decree, he immediately reacted. And that was on what day? That was on the 13th, correct? Right? That was the 13th. So he declared a tainus immediately for the Vayavar Mordechai. That was, I mean, of course, after discussing with Esther. So he declared a tainus on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, right? So 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So, you see, it's an interesting thing, because really the decree was for months in advance. So a person could have said, look, maybe we should keep Yontif according to Halacha. And maybe b'schus that, Eivish, there'll be Merachim. I mean, there are ways, many ways of thinking that could have gone on over here. But apparently Mordechai did not do that. Immediately, he said, this year, no Simchas Yontif. And he was Gozatinus, reacted immediately, not right away. He saw this demands an immediate response, you see. And Vayavar Mordechai. And he was Gozatinus on Pesach. So Vayom HaMelech Plu Olav was when? Wasn't in the second Mishnah, correct? Which was Vayibayom HaShishit Tavar Shesta Malchus, right? So that was that day. So it was the next day. So it was the 15th, the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, right? Because that was Ve'amal Chlula. So apparently, from that time on, from the time of the hanging of Mordechai, of Haman, I'm reaching it over. Kind of mitzvah. They want to see. So, from the time from that time, how many months was it until the Bnei Haman were hung? Was that? So it was months away, because that was Pesach, and then you see it took a while for it to unravel, because. Even though he took back the Gzeirah, but you see, until the Sfarim were written, the second group of Sfarim, okay, it took months. Because when was the second group of Sfarim written? And which, in which time?
23rd.
The 23rd of Sivan. So you talk about Nisan, right? What's funny? First time. 23rd. Okay. So from Nisan, from the 17th of Nisan, then you have Iyar, and then you have what? Then you have Sivan. So it was 2 months until they rewrote the Sfarim. Why did it take 2 months? Because that's what the Ebenezer explains. It wasn't like you read simply that the Melech can't recall. I mean, he can't recall. So if he can't recall, so he can't give out new Sfarim either. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So what was the idea? So they had to work out a whole thing. Mordechai and Mordechai had to work out for months a method of writing, of explaining why the second Sfarim are correct and not the first. So that's what the Ibn Ezra says. That really said that the Melech really gave originally Sfarim that the Jews should that the Jews should defend themselves against the Sonim. But Haman really. He changed it. He forged it. And that's why, and the proof is that Haman, that the Melech hung Haman. So, therefore, the second Sfarim had credibility. It was acceptable by Ahasuerus. Okay, acceptable by Ahasuerus. So that took months to work out. Because you see, if you take a look carefully, you'll see that the first Sfarim didn't take that long. It didn't take that long. Because where's the first farm? Yeah, Bachodesh, Vayivez Beina, Bachodesh Rishon, Bachodesh Nisan, Mishnashtim, Hippur Pur, and that was Bachodesh, that was in Nisan, Mishnashtim Esrei. And then what? Vayikara Sofran Melach.
Kimmel.
I'm in Pergamon. Vayikara Sofran Melach, Bachodesh Rishon, Mishlosh Asayombo. Okay. Yeah. So you see that the first writings didn't take that long. Why didn't they take that long? Because there was no reason for any delay. So it was planned in Purim and Purim planned in Nisan and it was executed in Nisan. 13 days in Nisan. So it couldn't have been too long. How long was it? It couldn't have been more than 13 days. Okay. But the second ones from the time from Nisan until they actually were able to rewrite them was months. So you see what the Ibn Ezra says is 100% true. That it wasn't a simple matter. You couldn't say that the mouth is ain't lahashiv, but by the same token, you can't write contradictory things either. It's the exact same problem. But the reason why you can do that is only if you work out a reason for why, for the excuse. It has to be a legitimate excuse. So that took months to work out. But the B'nai Haman really, the B'nai Haman weren't hung until months later, on Purim itself, which was Shushan Purim, correct? Right? Pronounce it right? Okay. Yeah. So what was really the significance of this? So the B'nai Haman apparently lived a long time after Haman was himself executed. So the thing was, you see, Aseres B'nai Haman was really the future. That was the future of Haman. He was proud of his 10 Kvodosher over Rov Bunov. Kvodosher Rov Bunov. So Rov Bunov was really the future of Haman. And the future of Haman meant the future of his ideology. So the fact that he had 10 sons was a powerful, was a very powerful, created powerful imagery for the Haman Am. Look how successful he is. And when he dies, it's 10 sons that are taking over this. His ideology. So therefore, it was necessary that they all should die ke'echad. Ke'echad means 10 was nothing. 10 was like one. 10 was like one. It would destroy ke'echad. Didn't matter if you had 10, if you had 20, it wouldn't make any difference. They were all wiped out ke'echad. So that's why Esther said, Inosing amochor la'yehudim, the Esa Seres B'nai Haman Yitlu. You see, they should all be hung. And how should they be hung? Ke'echad. Why Ke'echad? To demonstrate that idea that the fact that he had so many sons didn't mean anything. Meant nothing. So Nitlu Ke'echad was really the demonstration. Because the fact that they died Ke'echad, that people knew about, but that wasn't really, really well known. So that's why the Rambam reverses the order. Shekulam nitlu, the ne'ergu ke'echad. That the nitlu demonstrated that they were ne'ergu ke'echad. But the demonstration was to simply show that all the fact that he had 10, it didn't make any difference. It was just like one. In the future, the mechia samalek is a mechia not just now, but it's a mechia which is lost. Lost. So that's the reason. Okay. Oh, what I wanted to take up was one thing that we did in the yeshiva.
Ellie, that's what you said, they're hung on one rope.